Hello and welcome to this new episode of Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers podcast. Today we're going to talk about a topic that's quite important because I hear questions on this all the time. So I want to say to you that just because you care for your narcissistic mother doesn't mean you have to take the abuse. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And I want to start by asking you, do you feel that setting a boundary means not caring for your mother? Would you truly want to set boundaries, but you care too much and don't know how to do it without hurting her feelings? Does that result in you silently taking abuse after abuse, all in the name of caring for her, not hurting her, although she's hurting you plenty? So one of the things I get told very often is by clients and by some of you reaching out is, I'm not able to set boundaries because I care for her too much. And something that is often assumed about me is that I managed to go no contact because I don't care about my mother or, at this point, my grandmother. The fact is, that couldn't be further from the truth. I care deeply for both. And I know that although this may not be true for everyone, as at times narcissistic mothers drive us all the way to not even care anymore, to internally wish they would just disappear from the planet altogether. So if that's you, I get it. And I've actually had plenty of moments where I was there too. But I also know that there are many of you listening in who still really care. And it's really okay either way. As I said many times, there's no judgment here. Whether you care for your mother at this point or whether you've had enough to the point of not caring anymore for her at all, we all have had our experiences that's brought us to here. So there is no judgment. As I said, I've had plenty of moments when I truly felt I didn't care. But I also had plenty of moments when I felt I did care, and that love I felt for my mother and my grandmother prevented me from loving myself enough to set the boundaries that were needed. And with this, I'm not talking necessarily about no contact. I'm talking about any kind of boundary. I have silently taken great amounts of abuse, all because I did not want to upset or hurt my mother by setting a boundary. And with my grandmother, it was even worse. She has been my primary caregiver, and she's a vulnerable narcissist. So guilt-tripping, passive-aggressive statements, gaslighting, insulting heavily to then love-bomb, truth-telling, extreme triangulation have all been the regular everyday behaviors as I was growing up with my grandmother. And yet I could not even see her narcissism for a very long time, even after I actually came into understanding narcissism. My mother was the primary person that I was seeing it in, and I was making so many excuses for my grandmother. To the point that her behavior had driven a wedge in my marriage, and the abuse had started being also directed at my daughters. But I cared too much to set a boundary. Thankfully, it got to a point where I realized, and I did set boundaries. A few months ago, I said enough. Both my marriage and actually my physical health were suffering to such a degree that I had no choice. And I can't even begin to tell you how everything has transformed for the better. I can't even recognize myself. So that was a really good decision from me. But that doesn't mean that I don't care. It really doesn't. I haven't stopped caring. I care deeply. I'm just done taking the abuse. I am done catering for her nervous system, forgetting mine in the process. I am done constantly making sure she's okay while my own health declines. I'm done being married with her instead of my husband. I am done being quiet as she says horrible things to my daughters just because otherwise I could hurt her feelings. I still care, but I don't have to take the abuse. When caring becomes an obstacle to setting your boundaries with a narcissistic mother, what I've often witnessed is that it also was and it also was my case with both my mother and my grandmother, is a strong level of enmeshment. So when this caring is so deep, and again, here we're not judging the depth of love, it's this idea of, because I care so much for her, I cannot do anything to protect myself. I cannot set a boundaries. I cannot practice respecting myself and loving myself, because this care and love that I have for her, it's the most important thing. So that usually is a strong sign of enmeshment. Enmeshment is a term describing an extreme form of emotional closeness where personal boundaries become blurred or non-existent. In an enmeshed parent-child relationship, the child is overly involved in their parents' life to the point that they lose a clear sense of their own identity and autonomy. This happens commonly with a narcissistic mother who raises her child to be an extension of her. We've spoken about this. And she sees her child only to a way to meet her needs and not ever to actually meet the needs of the child truly and fully. This stops the development of a separate identity in the child, who grows into an adult that can't separate their own life from their mother's. Even after getting married and starting their own family, enmeshed adult children keep being involved into their narcissistic parents' life more than in their own. And that was me. 100% with both my mother and my grandmother, and with my grandmother way worse than with my mother. So double whammy there. And my husband had to tell me, are you married with me or them? Because I'm done being married to a woman who is never here. And not that I was not here physically, that I was. I mean, we lived together, right? But emotionally, I was constantly turned towards my grandmother, never towards my husband or children, which was causing them a whole lot of pain. So I really didn't want to hurt my grandmother, but I was actually hurting, unconsciously, of course, I wasn't doing it on purpose, but I was hurting my own children and my husband. I would go great lengths to make sure she was okay, while my girls maybe needed me. And I wasn't giving them the time that they deserved. I would be upset for days, maybe after a call with granny, or months after a visit when she came visiting. And my own family wouldn't get access to the full me in those periods because I was so caught in the aftermath of dealing with her. I would be exhausted by the amount of energy spent to satisfy my grandmother's emotional needs, while maybe in the meantime, I would snap at my own kids. And I don't know if that's you, if that resonates with you. Have you had this experience? A client recently shared with me that they felt their marriage was a triangle that included her mother. And I get it, because that was my experience too. Every holiday, every event, my first daughter's first bath, she was there. My grandmother was in everything that we did. A wedge between myself and my own family. I've lived most of my life feeling responsible for not only my mother, but my grandmother too. And as I said, even more actually. And that is what enmeshment does. Your life is never truly your own until you remain an extension of your mother. That's the life you're living, is an extension of her life rather than your own life. She will always control your life and be the protagonist of it until you remain an extension of your mother. A narcissistic mother will make you feel responsible for her emotionally, having you constantly tend to her nervous system for her. This is different than caring for practicalities in situations where there is no one else that can do it for you. When you can be detached and separated, you can take care of practicalities while remaining your own person, while still taking care of your own needs and the one of your own family if you have one. Your life does not go to absolute crap while you completely take care of her. Okay, that's the difference. So yes, we can take care of practicalities. Some of us have elderly mothers, and so And if, especially if you're an only child, you're like, okay, there's no one else that can actually take care of her. I can't afford to pay someone to give her full-time care and all of that. So I do have plenty of questions and comments and clients that have elderly mothers that, and they need to take care of them on a practical level so they can't go no contact. And I get that. So when you can be grounded in yourself and when you can actually be separate, so you've individuated, you're like your own person, you're not enmeshed with her emotional system anymore, then yes, you can take care of the practicalities and still set boundaries, still take care of yourself, still not getting lost in that carer role that you're taking. And so that is not as exhausting. Yes, it can be tiring and exhausting on a physical level because you're obviously taking care of an elderly person or maybe someone that's sick, and that is tiring, and that's okay. But it's not emotionally draining anymore. It's not deleting your own life to take care of her. There is a difference. When this happens, when we get completely absorbed in taking care of the emotionality of your mother on top of the practicalities, that is enmeshment, and that comes from the way she has trained you your whole life. So how do we break free from it? Because that is the most important thing, isn't it? Like, that is what made all the difference. I genuinely, my daughter came to me and they're like, Mom, you've never been so here with us. It's so different. You're so relaxed. You're so soft. It's just so, like, they want to do activities with me. They're teenagers at this point, so you can imagine, you know. But they actually want to do activities with me where before they didn't. There was a resistance because I was not definitely emotionally available for them in a safe way as they needed me to be. Because I was so involved with my grandmother and my mother before. So how do we break free from enmeshment? First of all, I want to say it's a journey, and one that requires some support too. It's not something that we do overnight. It's not something that just happens. Because there's literally patterns in our nervous system. There's a map. There's a full map of reaction, of triggers, of behaviors, of beliefs that goes into the direction of being enmeshed with your mother. So there is a remapping needed, and that takes a little while. It doesn't just happen, but you can start now. And I'm just going to give you, I believe, three steps, yes, to support you in that. And three steps that you can take now. So the first one is separate caring from taking abuse. Okay? Caring for someone, and this is not just with your mother, it's with anyone really, but caring for someone does not mean that you have to be there available and open to take crap from them, to take abuse from them, to take toxic abusive behaviors. Those two things don't go hand in hand. You can care for someone very deeply and set a boundary. So caring doesn't mean you have to silently take the abuse. You can care for your mother without taking abuse. You can care but block your phone for a few hours so she doesn't call you 10 times a day. You can care and decide to not invite her on a holiday because you're going with your husband instead. You're going, the two of you, alone. You can care for your mother and not go to her every day for every little thing she says she needs. You can care and set a boundary that she doesn't like, but that is essential for your well-being. So you can do those things and also care. The two things don't need to, you know, care and abuse don't go hand in hand. And the same way, care and setting your boundaries can be there together. One does not exclude the other. I know she tells you that it does. I know that your mother is probably saying, you're saying this to me, it means you don't care. That's what she tells you, but that's not true. And you know it's not true. You know inside of yourself that that's not true. You can care, but also set your boundaries. Okay, so that's the first step. It's begin. This is kind of like a mind training. You want to begin inside of you to be very aware that there's a separation between caring and taking abuse. Step two is becoming very aware that her reactions are her own. What does that mean? If you set a boundary and she gets reactive or upset, this means nothing about you, no matter what she says. Give you an example. I stated to my grandmother that I was sick and needed some space. She got upset, of course. She labeled me depressed, which I am absolutely not. And she got angry because she has done so much for me. That's what she says. All of those are her reactions. None of that means anything about me. First of all, it doesn't mean I'm depressed. That was a big bunch of gaslighting coming my way. It doesn't mean I'm ungrateful for the things that she's done for me, because she has done some really cool things for me in my life. And it doesn't mean I'm a bad person. There's none of that. That's her reaction. She can feel the way she needs to feel because that's her right. She can have a reaction. It's her right to react the way she wants. But none of it is yours to take care for. Her emotionality is not and never should have been your responsibility. This is really, really important. Like, even if from this entire episode you're getting this one sentence and you bring that with you and you start living by this sentence, that's a lot of healing already happening. Her emotionality is not and never should have been your responsibility. Never. Ever. It's the other way around, guys. A parent is responsible for the emotional development of their children, to provide a safe space, to listen to them, to do all of that, to cater for them. That way, that's the natural way. The other way around, for you to be responsible for her emotionality, that should have never been the thing. So it has been like that. There's nothing we can do to change the past, but we can actually start changing it now and go, okay, her reactions are her own. I don't own those reactions. None of that reflects anything about me. None of it. That's her thing. So I can set my boundary because, as we said, step one, caring does not mean taking abuse. So I set my boundaries, whatever those are, and her reactions are her own. And then the third step is gently reconnect with yourself. And that's a journey. That's a journey. Rebuilding your own identity separated from your mother is a step-by-step process that does not happen overnight. At the beginning, there can be a lot of confusion. You don't even know where you start and where she ends. It's like it's a blur. I had no idea who I was when I separated from my mother. And then I actually had to restart the entire process with my grandmother, who, oh surprise, I was even more enmeshed with. So once I got over the complete denial, because I really denied it for such a long time, my husband will nod if he hears me saying that, he knows well. I've denied it for such a long time. And once I got over that, I realized the level of enmeshment. Confusion has been there. At that point, there was a lot of confusion. And on some things, there still is, because you don't know what's actually you and what's her. It's like I've done this process. I've been through this process, thankfully, with my mother already. And I also have all the tools that I share with my clients. And these tools are there for me to use. So I do use them. And that made things a bit easier in a way. Because I had done the entire process with my mother and now I had to restart it all with my grandmother. So again, having done it, I didn't start from scratch. And it has been much quicker, although it's not fully over yet, of course. But yes, I could feel that it went much, much quicker than with my mom. But With that said, be very, very kind with yourself in this process and seek support, because confusion is going to be a thing. Because as we said, this enmeshment comes with a map of patterns, triggers, beliefs, nervous system reactions, all of that. It's mapped with this enmeshment with your mother. So when you start wanting to reconnect with yourself, yeah, you start asking, okay, but is this something I like, or do I like it because she likes it? Is this something I would do, or am I doing it because she told me to do it? Do I dress this way because that actually represents me, or is it because that was the approved way? And how would I do it if I was to dress in a way that represents me? And so that question, those questions start coming. What would I eat if I was to eat things that I like? How would I go about my day? How would I raise my children? Well, all of these questions, what career would I have chosen for myself? And so all of that starts recreating the new map, but it takes time, and there's going to be confusion. Grief will come up, because of course, what starts happening, it's, oh God, I've wasted so much time. That comes. That part that feels, I've wasted so much time being enmeshed with this person instead of living my own life, that comes. And with that, a lot of grief can come up. Anger can come up. So many emotions, so much stuff can come up in this journey. So it's very, very important to be very kind with yourself and seek support with this, and know that it is a journey. It's not something that happens overnight. So the three steps. Care does not mean abuse. That's the first one. Separate the two things. Second step, her reactions are her own. Accept that. Start working on accepting that. Her reactions are her own. Your reactions are your own. If you're feeling guilty, if you're feeling all the emotions that you're feeling when you set the boundary, those are your own reactions, and you can work with them. Of course, you didn't put them there. Your mother trained you that way. We know that. But you can work with those, and you can let her deal with her own reactions the way she wants. And then step three, start reconnecting with yourself. So what I want you to know is that you're the protagonist of your life. She is not. She has taken way too much space in your life, training you to take full responsibility for her emotionality and for her life when it was never meant to be yours. So it is time for you to reclaim your life one step at a time. Being enmeshed with your mother impacts everything. It can stop you from having a family of your own. It can stop you from pursuing the career you love, from following your own passion, from even knowing what your passions are. And it can definitely drive a wedge in your marriage. This is something not only I have experienced firsthand, but I have also seen with my clients so often. We, especially in the one-on-one program, we ended up working on the relationship so very often. Because no matter how much love there is in a marriage, the marriage suffers because of the constant intrusion of the narcissistic mother, who does not accept boundaries and feels entitled to be the protagonist of everything. So if this is you, we have an episode on the new podcast, the He Wants, She Wants Marriage podcast, which I invite you to go check out. It's co-hosted with my husband. And this episode will help you. In this episode, we literally share what brought us through absolute hell. And that was at the time when I was setting boundaries with my grandmother in a really defined way for the very, very first time in my entire life. So this episode, what we share in this episode, brought us through that. That was like by far the most challenging time that we've seen and been in together. So go and listen to episode 2 of the He Wants, She Wants Marriage podcast, Navigating Relationship Challenges with 3 Powerful Agreements. I'll drop the link in the description for you so you can go check that out. That if you're married, if you're in a long-term relationship, or if you are actually indeed looking to build a relationship. Maybe you're not in one, but you would love one. These three powerful agreements are so amazing. They actually work with friends. They work with the relationship with yourself. So they can be applied to all of those. But of course, especially if you're married or in a long-term relationship, those are definitely incredible agreements that are going to help you so, so much. So go check that out. And yeah, with that, remember, you're the protagonist of your own life, not your mother. You have the right to set boundary. Caring for your mother does not mean you have to take the abuse. And with that, I am sending you so much love. Till the next time. Bye for now.